For all of our listeners out there, welcome to KW Devin Wayne Live. This is our inaugural episode. And so whether you're new to the real estate industry or you're a seasoned veteran, this episode is for all of you. Today, we have the pleasure of chatting with Sarah Forte. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Dave Batty.
Anytime.
Happy to be here.
Anytime. My pleasure. So listen, you and I, we've known each other for a while, right? And yet our listeners don't really know you that well, okay? Unless they've interacted mm-hmm. with you around the community or doing a real estate deal.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about Sarah Forte.
Sarah Forte. Well, I am a lifelong resident of our area, growing up on and around the main line. I've got four handsome young men and a husband, also very handsome. And they are my rocks and support, and I sell real estate, and I've sold real estate full time since it was 2006. I've sold real estate full time.
Wow.
I love it. It's a passion of mine, and yeah.
Good for you. So you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, huh?
I came into the business in 2006 as it was basically the peak of the bubble.
Okay.
And people were saying, oh, it's a tough time to get in business. You know, the market's crashing. And I thought, well, okay. So that means that everybody's going to get out of the business and I'm just going to learn a lot because I don't really know much of a difference. I mean, you know, we had a great, great trainer with Carol Turner. So she was prepping us for this. And I figured I would take advantage of that opportunity of the market crashing and taking that slower time to learn the market.
Good for you.
So yeah, we saw when we both got into the business, we saw that kind of downtime. So when we came back up, it was gravy.
Yeah.
But now we're prepping for another shift.
No, it's amazing, and I'm always amazed in this business too. How many operate from like scarcity, right?
Right.
You're scared. You're afraid. You don't want to do it, and then how many people like you actually embrace it as an opportunity, and you're like,
absolutely, it's an opportunity.
It's great. Good for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For you. Now, Sarah, you know that I've been a fan of yours for a variety of reasons, right?
Your feeling is mutual.
Thank you. It means a lot.
I think you know that.
You have four boys.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wonderful husband.
Mm-hmm.
You have an amazing real estate business. How do you do
we
it?
Like it.
How do you balance all that?
Well, my knee-jerk answer that I always give everybody is I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. Things just happen.
Yeah.
But truth be told, I've surrounded myself with some awesome people. I've got a bunch of mentors in the business. I really do. I'm blessed to have a very solid family network. And they help out a lot with our kids. And my husband, he has a pretty flexible job. So we're able to play on that. You know, he can come home a little early if I have an evening appointment. I can be there during the day if we need to meet an HVAC guy because he has, you know, that 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to have that kind of synergy and two different careers that complement each other.
Yeah.
There have been points where it wasn't a joke. I really didn't know how I was doing it all and how I was going to do more or how I was going to sustain the pace that I was operating at.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking people in my office, they would say, how can I help you? And I would say, I don't know, but I just can't keep going at this pace. I truly do need help. And they didn't know how to help me. And so fast forward, where are we at now? Almost 13 years in the business. Now I know how to leverage.
Yeah.
And that has been a life-changing development in my business, learning how to hire and how to train and how to be a leader of a team. And really, our motto is teamwork makes the dream work. I mean, if I was going at the pace I had been going for so long, I would have burned out. I probably would have burned out without forming a team.
Well, and that whole motto or that saying that says it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
It really
mm-hmm.
does take a village. And that village can be at home, it can be in work. And, you know, I know that, you know, most agents, you get to a certain point where as your business grows, you're like, this is great. And then all of a sudden you have this massive chaos of a life
mm-hmm.
where like your business life is going really well. And then all of a sudden you feel like your personal life is in shambles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like walk me through the steps of how you got that leverage and you got that support and were put on the right path.
So, you're right. If you keep going at that pace, it does become chaotic. And you have to almost accept and own the fact that it's not going to be perfect everywhere. If you've got 10, 12 pending deals in the spring market, I mean, I know, Dave Betty, you're thinking like, psh, that's like every Wednesday. But you know, if you got a lot of deals going on at the office, that's your house, your laundry's not going to be done. It's just not going to be done. And if things are quiet in the office, I like to take that opportunity to say, all right, you know what? This is the week that I'm going to spend more time with the kids. This is the week that I'm going to spend more time focusing on the kids' bedrooms and organizing them. And just recognizing that there are going to be times that you're busier at work and there are going to be times that you're busier at home, and really accepting and being okay with that. One of my favorite mentors, Olivia, when I first got into the business, said, listen, you're going to get stressed out if you don't have a lot of business. And that happens around X time. I forget what time of year it was, but she said, you're going to feel a little stressed out when you don't have enough business. But just remember, take the time to appreciate it, because when the spring hits and the market goes crazy, you're going to wish you had more time at home with your kids.
Yeah.
And so I do remind myself of that when things aren't as busy as I want them to be. I use that constantly. 13 years later, I use that line and or that mantra of just appreciate this downtime, because yeah, come May, you know, I can't even remember what day it is, and I can't remember the last time I had dinner at home.
And you're holding on for dear life,
right? Yeah. So I do try and appreciate the downtimes and appreciate the busy times, which then, you know, in turn allow us to go on vacation for 2 weeks in August or whatever the case may be.
That's great. And I know you've read the book, The One Thing.
Of course.
And we all know, and this is a myth for me for many, many years, is this idea of having a balanced life. It just doesn't exist, right? You know, we're constantly counterbalancing both sides of it. And what I've always admired about you is that you've had the ability to work both ends of it. And you've done it very well, where you seem to be able to do it at the same time and keep it all together. I struggle with that part of it. Let's take a step back a second. So you've been now with KW for a little over 2.5 years, right?
Right. Okay. Well, it's almost 2.5 years.
Almost, yeah. 2.5. Okay. So you've been in the business now for over 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, 13.
13.
Literally 13. So
okay.
March, I would say March 4th was my signing date.
Okay.
but I was licensed in January of, what would that be? 2006.
Okay. So you've seen a lot of things. You've seen a lot of brokers. You've seen changes in ownership and so forth.
Yes.
What was the one thing, right? What was the one thing that compelled you to make the move over to KW?
The one thing that compelled me to make a move was treating this business like a business. And I knew that after, at that time, you know, 9.5 years in the business, the blood, sweat, and the tears that went in to grow it, if I stopped working the next day, that was going to be my last paycheck. And then what? And that didn't feel right to me. And it felt like if I'm building this business, I should be building a legacy. I should be building something that can either be passed down or sold even. and also, I need to learn how to structure it out, not just myself as the sales agent, but who's the best accountant? Who's the best admin? Who's the best buyer's agent? Do I want a buyer's agent or do I want a showing specialist? I knew I needed to do that in order to take it to the next level and also treat the business that I had grown with enough respect that now it's actually a tangible product with a value on it, instead of just me being the only product and the only way of making money.
Well, and it's interesting too. I mean, let me play devil's advocate with you, mm-hmm, for a second, right? So, you know, here, you know, everybody in the real estate business says that, you know, you get your license, you come on as a 1099 independent contractor, you have, mm-hmm, a business going.
Right.
So what differentiates most of the people out there that think they have a business compared to the business that you're setting up and putting in place?
Hmm. I wish that everybody who had a license at first was taught how to structure their business as a business. They're not. They're given a desk, and they're given, you know, a pen and a generic memory jogger sheet about how they can come up with contacts, and they're said it's like good luck. Well, the difference between somebody who's building a business is they're going to have a budget. Imagine that as a realtor. You're going to have a budget. You're going to have an economic model to follow, especially here at KW.
How about that?
You're going to have numbers that you're tracking. You're going to be able to forecast into the future what your commission is going to be. If we expect a 5% slowdown, what does that mean for my numbers? Well, what if I don't want to take a dip in my income? I have control over that. How? By looking at the numbers and making up for that anticipated dip that we see coming. And so really, it's not just, I don't mean to trivialize it, but it's looking at all aspects and angles of the business and being ready for anything instead of being at the mercy of, you know, is someone going to call me to buy a house today? I don't know. You're just waiting for it. You can't wait for it.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from you, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is, and my wife will tell you that I'm wrong a lot. my mindset, it was a mindset shift for you, right?
Yeah.
That was one part of it. Second part of it was having certain systems and support in place so that, you know, if you were to, for example, go on vacation, you had somebody that could keep things
sure.
going for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were also talking about different systems like the economic model, the budget model, and,
right.
and having a P&L, right?
Right.
How
That's
about
been
that,
a
right?
big
yeah.
learning experience for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not naturally a good accountant or a numbers person, and I don't have to be an expert at it. I do need knowledge of it, and I can't ignore it.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the biggest values we can give new agents is teaching them that, and teaching them that, you know, here's what you can anticipate coming in, and here's what you need to anticipate coming out, and here's how you're going to grow your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not an expert, and I don't really want to be an expert. I want to hire the right expert. I at least need to understand it, which I now do, thanks to the training that we have here, and thanks to me, you know, creating the team of experts that are like-minded and that work with my personality style and that see the vision of where I'm headed.
You mentioned training, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every brokerage has training and support. Could be online, could be mm-hmm. in the office, could be, you know, some type of national platform. What makes the KW training so special?
There's so much that goes into KW training. There's something for everybody. There's group training. There's free training, you know, in our office weekly, almost daily. We have free trainings here. You could take your training to any level at Keller Williams, which I have done. I'm in the Mastery Maps coaching program, which is a one-on-one coaching program. I speak with a coach for 30 minutes a week, and she holds me highly accountable. And that has been a great growth experience for me. And in addition to that, through our MAPS coaching program, there's a lot of more specified classes. They could be two-day classes. They could be two-month classes where you're doing a once-a-week webinar with the instructor. And they're on topics, everything from staging to how to win with buyers to 60 listings in 60 days. To career visioning in 30, 60, 90. How do I want to hire? Who do I want to hire? Why do I want to hire? And then what do I do when I hire them? So there's training and education for anywhere you are. We can meet you where you are with the training that you need right now, because the training that I need right now isn't the same kind of training that I'm going to need 2 years from now. So there's limitless opportunities, whether it's online, in person, you know, over the phone training. And really the training that has been more of a home run, I would describe it as, was Mega Camp and Family Reunion. Those are your home run trainings. The first one that I went to, I believe I went to Mega Camp first before Family Reunion. And I went not knowing at all what to expect, right? I thought, is this a big party? Are we all hanging out? Of course we had fun. However,
just a little bit.
What really opened my eyes was all of the training and all of the information we were getting from people who've been there, done that, who are doing massive numbers, and thinking, wow, there's so much to learn from them. And I just sat there and I took it all in and went, this is what I need. This is where I want to be. I want to aspire. I want to have people to aspire to and know how to get there.
You know, I see, just listening to you talk, I see why you've been so successful, because you walk forward with your eyes open. And I think a lot of people don't have that that mindset of I'm going to be open to options. I'm going to be, you know, open to bettering myself. Mm-hmm. So I really applaud you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it took me a long time. I was always open to the option of moving, and it took a long time. And now for me to make a change. And now I feel like it almost gives me more of an understanding or more empathy for the agent who is afraid to make that move and feels as though maybe they have to stay where they are because they love their manager. They have to stay where they are because they've got family stuff going on and they can't possibly make a change right now. Or they have to stay where they are because what if nobody can find them if they move 2 miles down the road? I understand now that fear of the unknown, and it's not labeled as fear when you're in it, right? You don't realize that's what it is, but it is a fear of the unknown, and you don't know what you don't know. And I would like to share with those people what we have here and what it can do for them.
So let's talk about that fear and the unknown, right? Because that fear and the unknown is so relevant. And it's so present with so many people that we talk to because you get comfortable where you're at, right?
I mean, that it was like family. My last company was like family.
Yeah. And there's a loyalty factor that goes into it. And yet, you know, people make decisions for a variety of different reasons. So at the end of the day, what helped you in making that transition? What were those factors that where you said, hey, you know what? I got to make this shift. And this is where my loyalty lies.
Well, when I went to the Mega Camp and Family Reunion and realized how much more there was to learn and how much energy there was. I want to be where the energy is. I want to be where the party is, first of all. So that was clear that it was a good place for me at that moment. But what really, truly made the decision was when the numbers were put in front of me and the offer letter was made and I looked at my total gross commission income for the year prior and then looked at what it would have been or would be the next year at KW. And I realized that I was giving away at least $100,000 of my family's money to a brokerage firm. My husband looked at me and said, why haven't you moved yet? I said, I don't know.
Don was packing you up, right?
Yeah, he was. Why haven't you moved yet? Yeah. Yeah, well, this makes sense. And it was because I didn't know what I didn't know before that. And really, and I've said this to you before in the past when negotiating other things, you know, this is for my family. And this is for that business growth that we talked about, you know, a couple minutes ago. And being able to put that money back into the business, being able to put that money back into my clients, appreciation events, extra marketing, you know, just all the little things that make our business what our business is. Why is 40 Homes 40 Homes? Why is 40 Homes not, you know, just, you know, ABC Realty Company? Well, because 40 Homes has a brand and they have an area that they work in and they have loyal customers, clients who keep coming back again and again because of these things that we're able to do for them. And being at KW and having that commission split that made such a difference for us, you know, for our bottom line, just allows us to be more of who we are. It allows us to be more 40 Homes instead of 40 Homes who sells real estate and then
yeah. So let me go back real quick. Did you say $100,000?
Right.
Are we talking per year?
Yes. The year before I came here, I had paid my brokerage firm out of my commissions about $130,000. And so I looked at the offer being given here at Keller, and I realized had I been here when I did that volume amount, I would have made $100,000 net more income. Wow. And so I thought, all right, well, that's my numbers now. And you know me, Dave Betty. I have no intention of going backwards. No intention.
And we know that.
So figure the next year, that could have been $150,000 and then $200,000 and compounding over time. I mean, we're talking about massive amounts of dollars that the way I see it belong to my kids. You know, yeah, they belong to me, but they belong to my kids. And these kids aren't cheap. I don't know if you heard about this, but these tuitions are quite pricey.
Nobody tells you that either.
You know, honestly, I had four kids not realizing how expensive they were even before they got to college. I mean, try to go on vacation with four kids.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it really for less than $10,000 if you want to go stay at a resort. It's absurd. Two kids, manageable. Three kids, you can still fit in one room. Four kids, now you've got to get two rooms anywhere you go. Plus $500 for the airfare. You spend $3,000 just getting to wherever you're going.
It's incredible.
So anyway, so yes, those dollars really mean a whole lot to me and my family. And I thought, wow, I do love the family that I had built over time at my other brokerage firm, but I love my family more. And they're really what's important. And they're my why. And so those dollars belong to them. And I'm going to come here and I'm going to hustle and I'm going to make every one of those dollars count.
Good for you.
So, you know, my oldest is 12. He'll be looking at high schools, colleges, who knows what's down the road for him. But I just know that it's my responsibility to set them up for success. And I feel that I made the move that was going to allow me to do that.
Yeah.
By coming to KW, they were teaching me how to, not just in paying a better split, now they're going to teach me how to be that business owner and how to leverage so that I'm not on the computer till 11 o'clock at night. Because now I've learned how to leverage and get admin and get help and people who are talented in that area who do a much better job than I do of admin work. And so now we're all working business hours and I get to have dinner with the kids and go to bed at a reasonable hour. Yeah. There were years that was not the case.
You mean you don't like, you know, working on marketing flyers at midnight?
No, but I used to. I used to. I mean, Don will tell you stories about, you know, it's 11 p.m. and we're in bed and I'm negotiating deals. And I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. That's a crazy way to live.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
I agree. And, you know, it goes back to what you said about mindset, right?
Yes.
The mindset of saying that, listen, I can be successful. I can get more production. I can grow my business. And it doesn't have to mean more time spent to be able
right.
to do it.
Absolutely.
You're working. What I'm hearing is you're working smarter, not harder.
Well, that's what I'm aspiring to do. Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I think most of us here do that in our office.
Yeah.
I really do.
I agree. So what do you say to all the people out there that say the brand, the brand, the brand? It's all about the brand, right? Mm-hmm. We hear that time and time again. And that, you know, if you're not with XYZ Brokerage, there's no way that you're going to sell in around the main line mm-hmm. or sell in around the Philadelphia area. What mm-hmm. do you say to those folks?
Well, I think that the new company is coming on and shaking things up. I think that's phenomenal for Keller Williams. It proves that you do not have to be at a certain brokerage to be successful. That your success is determined by one thing and one thing only, and it's you. And you're going to be successful whether you're here or whether you're at another agency or another agency. It's really all about you and the work that you do. And I'll say that both myself and another agent, and Susan McAnally on my team. So for both myself and Susan McAnally, we've had clients say, after the deal, wait, what brokerage firm do you guys work for again? And that's awesome because that means we are doing our job, that they enjoy the work that we did for them, and does not matter who we work for. It matters to me who I work for because of the services that this office and this company offers. But to the client, it matters what you as the agent are going to do for them.
No. Listen, you're preaching to the choir. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, no doubt about it. So, you know, listen, there's a lot of conversations around the community and throughout the country about profit share and, you know, multiple streams of income within the KW model and so forth. And I think a lot of people that are used to that traditional old-fashioned brokerage haven't experienced any of that.
Right.
What have been your experiences with respect to those other streams of income? Has that made a difference? Has it really changed anything for you? Like, what are you feeling right now?
So before I came to KW, multiple streams of income wasn't even in my vocabulary, truly. I didn't get it. I didn't realize what it was. It's not something that pulled me here. Even though it was being offered and that being shown to me, it was not one of my deciding factors. Once I got here and invested in the title company, and I was able to invest quite a bit because of the success that I had the year prior, when I saw my return on investment after 6 months, and basically I had made back what I put in, and now forever was going to continue to get commission and to make money on that original investment. It was shocking to me. It was something that just wasn't, it wasn't offered. It wasn't part of my world. And so then the multiple streams of income conversation started getting bigger because, you know, what you think about expands and you start realizing, oh, well, could I get multiple streams of income doing rental properties, doing flips? But that's really what it has done, is opened my eyes to the fact that we can and we should have multiple streams of income. Why not? And we're business people, we're entrepreneurial, and that's why we're in this business or in this type of career. I think it's awesome. It's new to me. I'm a baby when it comes to multiple streams of income conversations, but it's been really exciting. Good. I mean, the title company payouts, they pay for my trips to Mega Camp and Family Reunion. And then I still have two other payments out of the, you know, cause we get paid quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So my January, title, what do they call it? Title earnings.
Okay. Yeah. Earnings distribution, whatever.
So my January distribution for title, that will pay for family reunion in February.
That's great.
Then I get another second quarter payout. That'll pay for Mega Camp. Then I'll get a third quarter payout and so on. So it's amazing that here people are like, oh, family reunion is so expensive to go to. Well, people are saying, oh, you have to pay for training, you have to pay for this or that. And the title payouts, the title distribution is covering my costs of training and then some. It's just been a really big blessing too. Also, you know, sometimes you have down months in real estate and then you turn around and you have income coming from somewhere else and it's like, oh, thank God. Well, yeah, you played a role in that too. You made that happen. You made that investment. And so just shifting your mindset around that a little bit, I think is huge.
So Sarah, listen, let me shift focus a second here, okay? You've obviously had a very good experience within KW. I appreciate that. No company's perfect, right?
Right.
No company's perfect. So what are some of the things that, or one of the things that you would say KW doesn't do so well or could do a better job of?
I think locally, our brand isn't as well known in the higher price points, and I think that's just perception. And I think that what we're doing is bringing in awesome agents that are showing that we perform in this category. I'm a part of the KW luxury brand, and so that's been a great network to be a part of, and it just allows us to do what we do at that level. We know we can do it. It's just whatever it is, perception, history of companies, and I feel like we're fighting against we're fighting against a stereotype of a brand that people don't know about. That's the challenge. They just don't know.
So are you saying that people are making decisions based on a falsehood that's
yes.
not necessarily rooted in fact?
Right. Some people won't even look at our company and they're doing themselves a disservice because they just won't look at it for whatever reason they're going to give you, whether it's the Kool-Aid, whether it's so-and-so was there, whether it's, you know, oh, I had a deal with, they're just not even giving it consideration based on either falsehoods or super old stories. And I really think they're giving themselves a disservice, doing themselves a disservice. When I first started in real estate, I interviewed at three different companies and Keller wasn't really on the map in this area yet. Had I interviewed with them back then, I'm sure that I would have been attracted to it. Just coming in fresh, not having any preconceived notions or, you know, any stories or stereotypes to go on, I'm sure I would have been impressed and it would have been a strong contender to come here. But I do think that we contend with that kind of mentality of not being one of the players, but we're definitely one of the players. I mean, if you look at Aisha's numbers, Ben Hardy's numbers, our numbers, we are some of the more successful agents on the main line. And I think that really needs to be amplified. That story needs to be told.
Yeah.
That we have very serious, full-time residential real estate experts in this community. And we don't have hobbyists. We're not part-time. And I think that's something that we could do a better job of, is telling our story. Yeah.
So right now we have people listening that are rookies, newer to the business, or had a license and maybe they decided to take a break for whatever reason, family reasons, personal reasons, you name it. And then you have a lot of people out there that have been in the business a long time running successful businesses, okay? And right now we're going through, and you may be seeing it and feeling it, we're going through a shifting market, right?
Sure.
Days on market's going up. Multiple offer situations in certain areas and certain markets are slowing down or non-existing. Buyers are actually negotiating.
Right.
How about that? So you're that agent, and maybe your business isn't growing the way you want it to, or it's been declining, mm-hmm. and it's been stagnant. What should that agent do in this market?
That agent should go to Bold.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about Bold.
So when you're facing a shifting market, you're uncertain about how things are going to, what road they're going to take. Like you said, maybe you put your license in escrow, but you want to bring it back out and you want to go to work. Or you're doing it part-time, but you really want to do it full-time. What you need to do is you need to focus on your motivation, your why, your scripts, your skills. And there's really no better place to do that than Bold, which is our intense training program. And if you're not going to do it at Bold, do it somewhere else. Doesn't matter. You could do it with Mike Ferry. You could do it with MAPS Coaching. You could do it with Buffini. But just hone your skills. Hone your skills and get out there and treat it like a profession. So we're going to see a lot of fallout with agents. We're going to see the part-timers start dwindling. A lot of licenses are going to go in escrow for agents who are maybe doing 2-3 deals a year. If you do not want to be that agent and you don't want to quit or you don't want to give up, then you need to double down. You need to double down on your time spent on working on your business. You need to double down on your focus and on your commitment. So it really has to be a true mindset shift.
Sarah, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. It was so much fun, so much information, so much for people to digest, and this was fantastic. So listen, agents out there that are listening, okay, if you're not 100% happy or you got doubts where you're at, you owe it to yourself to give us 15 minutes of your time. I'm Dave Batty with KW Devin Wayne. Remember, 100% is attainable. Take care.
Call Dave Batty today at 610-647-8300, 610-647-8300. Find out if KW is the right fit for you.